And I got to thinking, that's true. That's true. And it's hard to reverse it, too. It's hard to put a young body on that old head, ain't it? So, you know, we ought to just try to do the best we can, whatever age we're in. Right? When you're young, you young folks, you got a place. Brother Dennis called today. He's in revival at Chad McDonald's in Texarkana. And the little girl, 5-year-old, got the Holy Ghost last night. 10-year-old got it. And I thought, how wonderful. I've seen that happen right here. And I believe it can happen again. And I appreciate that. The fact that God, he can pour his spirit out on the young and the old. And we need it tonight. Everybody needs it. You don't never get too smart or too old, too young. You don't need a move of God. Brother Tim said it right. I told him, he's talking about the Spirit of the Lord. And I told him there, you know, he's talking about the church is at the lowest point when the Spirit of God is not there. How many knows that's true? I told him, I said, you know, in a general sense, I don't like crowds. I avoid them with everything. I just avoid them. I don't like to go to crowds. And, you know, if Spirit of God wasn't here, I probably wouldn't be here, would you? I probably wouldn't. But it is here. And he's promised to be here. Ain't that right? And, you know, even our fellowship, if it ain't connected with the kindred spirit and the Spirit of God leaping from breast to breast, we can't even have fellowship. Ain't that right? Now, let me give you a good example of that. I'm going to preach to you a little bit. You get a good example of that. You go to a football game and you know, big old crowd there and people trying to have a good time. Before it was over, they'd be a fight every time. Every time. There'd be a fight somewhere every time. Somebody's losing. I'm going to tell you, I thank God for his spirit. I thank God for the spirit, amen, that makes us one body in Christ. Did you hear me? I said, it's the Spirit of God that makes us one body in Christ, all members in particular. And we can have fellowship, a fellowship that will strengthen us. Amen? Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as you see that, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. We need it. Amen. God's in here tonight. Everybody's sung so pretty. And I'm going to turn to Deuteronomy and read a text tonight. I really need the Lord to help me. Try to help you and me in this service tonight. Turn with me to the 11th chapter. I was sitting Friday, I believe it was, up here in the upstairs, and just reading, trying to get a little something from the Lord. And this scripture's come to me, if I can. I want to get it all that I need to read to you. Let's look at verse 18, 11th chapter. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 11th chapter, verse 18, we'll begin reading. Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of our house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Now you heard that right. I had to take a double check. I've read that scriptures through the Bible several times, and I've read this text several times, preached from this scriptures about, you know, teaching the commandments to your children. But I never noticed this verse. This last one I just read to you that I want to preach from tonight, where the Lord said, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Heaven on the earth. I can see right now, you're looking at me just the way I looked when I read that the other day. You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about hell on earth. And there's a lot of it. A lot of hell's influence on this earth. But God, talking to his children, he said, I'm going to take you into a land that flows with milk and honey. A land that God careth for. That's what the Bible said over here. A land that God careth for. Now, I'm going to preach something to you tonight that I feel like the Lord spoke to my heart. Praise the Lord. And he said, now, I want you to get this. He said, now here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to take this Bible that I'm giving you, this commandment. And if you remember, you know, God had took his finger and wrote on the tablets of stone, and Moses came out of the mountain. He saw what was going on, and he broke the commandment, broke the stones. He went out, and then God sent him back into the mountain, and he took a stone back up there, and this Deuteronomy says that God wrote these commandments again, the ten, and he even said 10 commandments. And God wrote them again, and then Moses is writing this again, telling them what happened. And so God begins to encourage his people. And he says, I want to give you this word. And he said, I want you to keep the Bible, keep what I'm telling you. If you'll do this, he said, I want you to be diligent about it. If you hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, then he said, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, if you'll do, now this is God talking. He said, if you'll take these commandments that I give you, that I wrote on this tablet of stone, if you live them diligently and to serve with all your heart and soul, then I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. Praise God. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle. Now, brother, this is what God is promising to his people. Are you listening to me? You listen, you're too much, really. Say amen just a minute. But it says, if you'll do this, it said, take heed to yourself. I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, and thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and that you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, there be no rain, and the land yield not her fruit, lest you perish quickly from off the ground, the good land which the Lord giveth you. Back up again, and I'm going to go back to my text scripture again. Verse 10 said, for the land where thou goest in to possess. And I want you to see what God is telling people here. He's telling them, look, here's the plan.
I'm called you out of Egypt. He said, the land where you go to possess it. Now, I want to clear this up now. I heard Brother Zane mention before about Brother Wyatt being here years ago, preaching from Joshua, I guess it was, Book of Joshua, and talking about how that this was not heaven here that we're talking about. It was the life of a Christian and the quality of the life of a Christian. Sure, there was giants in that land, and there was battles to fight. But God said, I am going to fight your battles for you. I'll drive out men that are stronger than you are. All right, let me read some more. I'm going to preach on the days of heaven on the earth. That's what my text is tonight, the days of heaven on the earth. Now listen, let me just read, take my time, amen, and just tell you what I feel like the Lord wants me to. For the land where thou goest to possess is not as the land of Egypt. It's not the same. Now, who was it testifying tonight? So good. I can't remember who it was, Brother Mark or one of these preachers preaching. And they was talking about that morning, Brother Mark, talking about that morning that he got up after the blood had been applied to his life and the anointing had been put upon him. Praise God. And it was a new day. Praise God. It was like a fresh rain had fallen and everything was clean. Can you remember that day? Amen. And God said to these people, I'm going to take you to a land that's not like the land of Egypt. Praise God. Egypt. Now look, it said, from whence you came out, where thou sowest thy seed and watered it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. Now, what does he mean by that? He means that they planted something and went and carried water, and by foot they carried and watered it like a garden of herbs, and they didn't have the rain and the good, amen, blessing of the Lord upon their land. And so it was a hardship to them. Amen. I'll never forget you good folks for the money you took up 1 year and sent me, amen, to the Holy Land. And I'll never forget that. That made an indelible impression upon my ministry. Amen. I'll never forget it. But I can remember as we came, we was in Egypt for several days and went out into the Pharaoh's country, looked at those tombs. I saw King Tut's tomb. It was not very exciting. Amen. Went to all those pharaohs where they spent all that money to embalm and mummify and put them in those holes in the ground. Took us out to the pyramids. Amen. That are just great tombs, I reckon. And just piled all up. And we looked at that. And that's where I got acquainted with Brother Jones from up in Export. What was his name? Matt Jones. Matt is a good old boy, and he was on that trip, and these guys surrounded around that pyramid had camel rides, you know, and they'd stand there, they was all dressed up, they were just authentic, right, with the pyramids, and the camel got down, and they talked to, what was his name again? Matt, yeah, Matt's a big old tall boy, talked Matt into coming over, and here I was, I didn't have a lot of extra money, I wasn't going to take no camel ride if I'd had lots of money. And he come over there, just sit on it. And I was sitting there saying, don't do it, Matt. Don't do it. But Matt went over and they grabbed him by the arm and they drug him over. This don't have a lot to do with my message. I'm just preaching a little bit about Egypt. And he set him down on that camel. And guess what they did when he sat down on it? Huh? They pulled on its reins and the camel got up. And how many knows a camel's way up? And you don't just jump off a camel. And there was old Matt sitting up on that camel hump, him 6'5", and that camel 6'10". And there he was, way up there. Guess what Mark did? Matt did. My memory's bad. What'd he do? He took a camel ride, brother, for $40. Ooh, huh? The old guy rode him all around the pyramid. He was saying, let me down. Oh, almost through, American, almost through. So he got him down $40. Huh? I still, every time I see Matt, I call him the old camel man. But I tell you, that's about all there was in Egypt. Just sand. Huh? But I remember getting on that bus and driving through the Sinai Desert. I'll never forget when we talked over that rise and went down in the Jordan Valley. It was the most beautiful thing I've seen. I don't know when. Now listen to me. God said, the land I'm going to take you to is not like Egypt. This life that I'm leading you into is not like Egypt. It's not like where you came from. That's what I don't understand. People are supposed to be saying, amen, and their life is no different. I'm going to tell you. Now listen, we do not have a life of ease and no pain and no sorrow. I'm not saying that. I wouldn't even begin to tell you that it's all a flowery bed of ease. But I feel like the Lord spoke something in my heart. Amen. As I looked at this scripture and God said, if you'll keep my commandments, he said, now let me just take my time here. Y'all going to help me here in a minute when I get ready to preach. He said, it's not like the land where you came out, where thou sow the seed and water it with foot in a garden of earth. But the land where you're going to possess is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Praise God. Oh, you listen to me? Amen. I wonder, do you live there tonight? Praise God. Amen. You say, well, brother, we're enduring this. And you get a deep trial sometime. And you get heaven in view. But, brother, you just get this feeling, amen, that it's not supposed to be like this. Amen. Even though we're on earth, amen, we're in a promised land. We're in a land, he said, if you'll come and go with me, it'll be a land that flows, amen, with milk and honey. Sure, they died. They died in the promised land, but they didn't die like they did in Egypt. Sister Marilyn, amen, the whole generation died. And those graves from Egypt to the promised land. But brother, when they got to the promised land, he said, if you'll do what I tell you, you're going to see a land that flows with milk and honey. I often wondered why he didn't tell Moses, go tell them people, I'm taken to a land where the sons of Anak are, and where the giants are, and where trouble is. And heartache is. But he said, tell them I'm going to take them, amen, to a land that flows, amen, with milk and honey. Are you listening to me? I know we're not in heaven yet. But brother, listen. He said, I will give you days of heaven on the earth. Are you listening to me? Amen. He said, listen, I know we're not there yet. Christ is the forerunner. Amen. And you know what a forerunner is? A forerunner is like this exactly where the word originated from. When a large ship, amen, was coming into harbor, and it was so foggy or stormy that they couldn't come in close to the harbor, they sent out another ship, a smaller ship, that could get beneath the fog and could go into the harbor. And they would cast that anchor into that smaller ship. And that smaller ship would take that anchor and put it on land. And even though that large ship hadn't arrived yet, his anchor was already there. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you this. Amen. I'm not in heaven yet, but heaven's in me. Are you listening to me? Amen. And I feel, Brother Charlie, an anchor pulling me. Amen. Christ is there at the right hand of God, Brother Zane. And Christ is also in me. And he's cast the anchor behind the veil. Amen. There's something of heaven here. Amen, Sister Dale. I know we have heartache. And our children are, amen, a prayer for us constantly. And our tears as we grow older. And our bodies fail. And we wonder and we, amen. But listen, God said, amen, if you'll do what I say, I'm going to take you to a land where you'll see a little heaven. Amen. On this earth. I wish somebody would say, praise the Lord. You say, I don't believe it. I believe it. I felt it Friday, sitting up there in my study as I read this scripture. Amen. Nothing had changed. My heart was still broke. My mind was still blurred. My body was still aching. I still didn't know which way I was going to go, but I felt something in my soul. It was from another world. And God said, I'm going to give you a little heaven on this earth. Hallelujah. I thought tonight as I come in and seen that little baby back there. How old? 6 weeks. I thought you said 6 months a while ago. And I walked up the aisle and thinking, small kid. So I thought I'd ask you again. 6-week-old little old child. Praise God. You ain't helping me preach tonight. And you know why you're not? Because you ain't believing it yet. And I was right where you were at, Brother Robert, till God spoke it into my heart. And I left there, and I drove up to Claypool Hill. Amen. Just driving. Amen. Where are you going? Just driving. Somebody calling on the phone. Where are you going? I said, I ain't checked into Walmart today yet. I want to let them know I'm okay. Hallelujah. Huh? Praise God, just driving, thinking, meditating, seeking God. And out of nowhere, you're not helping me preach tonight. Amen, out of nowhere. Amen, I felt that breeze blow off of another country. You don't believe it? I believe it. It's kept me alive. It keeps me moving. Amen, just out of nowhere. Amen, in the midst of 40 devils. Amen, they're pulling at my coat. They're discouraging my heart. Amen. I looked out the window the other day, and I'm not trying to get sympathy, but I looked out the window, amen, at that old snowy, cold, windy day, and I just told the Lord, ain't no need of hedging when it comes to God. I said, God, I feel depressed, and I'm a little discouraged to go with it. I need something from you today. And brother, he sent me something. No, it ain't all a dance and a shout, but brother, listen, amen, my anchor's cast in another country, and I can feel the pull. Amen. Come on now. Brother Darrell, I can't wait to get to heaven. No more babies in trouble. No more worry. But I'll tell you what. God ain't going to leave us here. He's going to give us days of heaven right here on earth. Hallelujah.
He ain't buying it yet. Let me talk about the baby. When I remember my first one, and I looked at it, I told you how pretty it was. Told you it looked like his grandpa. I was just kidding, but not in a way. Not, you know, it really, I guess, you know, don't take it wrong. But it looked just like my first little old baby. They all look alike, I think. Huh? But I remember when they put that little old girl in my hands. Praise God. You know what? God said, if you'll do what I tell you, amen, amen, if you'll do what I say, you'll keep my word, amen, I'm going to give you days of heaven. Brother, we wouldn't live. You say, well, brother, I think we just need to read the Bible and live and have faith. But brother, if God don't touch you and God don't breathe on you, you know what that child is back there? That is not a product of evolutionary process. That is a product of God Almighty. It is a heritage of the Lord. Amen. It's a little heaven on the earth. How many will say amen? Brother, I don't know the days. Brother Robert, all dark days. Amen. When I hear my little girl out on the front porch playing with her little pup and giggling and laughing, then I'd feel heaven pulling. Amen. In my heart. And a smile where there ought not have been a smile. Are you listening to me preach? I remember when Isaac was just, amen, probably 4 years old, five, and he came downstairs on a dark old cold spring, early spring morning. It was too cold. The house, I'd quit building a fire, and the house had got cold. Amen. And I was sitting there depressed and burdened over church problems, and I had an afghan pulled up over my head, sitting in the dark. You got a crazy pastor. That's right. Amen. The little boy came down the steps, and he went straight over, Brother Tommy, to the window, and he went to cranking the window out, and I was cold and grouchy. I hadn't got plumb played through, and I said, son, what are you doing? And I said it in a tone that caused him to humble down, and he dropped his little head, and I said, what are you doing? And he come over and whispered in my ear, and he said, Daddy, I was just wanting to hear the birds sing. Huh? Brother, God smote my heart. And I said, birds sing? You mean birds are singing? And yes, Daddy. And a smile came on his face. I said, crank her out, son. Daddy needs to hear the birds sing too. You ain't helped me preach tonight. Amen. But he said, if you go where I'm pointing to you, you can go into a land that flows with milk and honey and giants. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? And I'll go before you, and I'll fight your battles. And I'll give you a little touch of heaven to go to heaven with. Amen. I tell you, there's heaven on this earth. Amen. I preached to you the other night about the Spirit of God. Amen. The wind blows where it listeth. You ain't listening to me. Amen. You'd live a better life if you could get in touch with heaven on the earth. Hallelujah.
Oh, come on now. I'm going to preach to you a little bit tonight. It's not like Egypt. This land's not like Egypt. He said, it's a land of hills and valleys. Don't you love that? Oh, I like the big sky country for a while. But I like it when I run into the hills and valleys. Sweet Lamb of God, I feel like preaching tonight. The land I'm taking you is a land that drinketh water, the rain of heaven. The land which the Lord thy God careth for. Whoa, that's where I'm living, Sister Marilyn. Lord, don't you think, honey, and don't kill me watching you struggle. And everybody else in this house, a burden for you. But I'm telling you what, amen, it's better than Egypt. Are you listening to me? Because these days, Brother Kenny, when we're burdened down, don't know we're going to go another step, another mile. We feel that breeze off the crystal sea. Amen. And here comes my little sister. Amen. Walking back in the church house. I watched her walk in here. Amen. Tonight. And I just smiled. Amen. Listen. I know it's bad. He didn't say it's going to be heaven every day. He said, I'm going to give you days of heaven. Just a few days of heaven. Brother Tommy, I can make it if you'll give me a few days of heaven. Oh, you watch your daddy deteriorate. And watch him go on. Amen. And you don't know, how am I going to make it? You already asked, how can I make it without him? And I tell you, you won't unless you get a few days of heaven, amen, to finish your journey on. But you know why we're having revival? Amen, we're having revival to beckon the days of heaven, to beckon the rain from heaven, to beckon the voice from heaven. And they were in the upper room, and there came a sound from There came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind and filled the house wherein they were sitting. I can't make it to heaven without a touch of heaven. They asked one old preacher, when you die, are you going to go to heaven? He said, man, I'm already there. I've got it in my soul. Are you helping me preach a little bit tonight? Hallelujah. He said, I'm taking you to a land where God cares for.
Driving down the road this morning, come over the hump, and I said, I patted myself on the heart, and I said, God, I know you care for me. I know you care for me. Ain't a doubt in my mind that you care for me. And I'll tell you what God cares for. Not one little sparrow falls without his attention. Consider the lilies of the field. They don't plant nor sow, but they're so beautiful. Are you listening to me? Amen. I'm telling you, God called us out, amen, to a land. I could start right now. I could preach to you. Are you listening to me? Amen. He said it's a land that God cares for. The eyes of the Lord are always upon it from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. And it shall come to pass. And then he tells them, if you'll live the Bible, if you'll teach them to your kids, you ain't getting this. Brother, we think it's so hard. And brother, we do have hard knocks. And we do have our legs kicked out from under us. But let me give you a little word. God's got a plan where he wants to take you down this road. If you'll follow him, there'll be heavenly days. Are you going to help me preach? Oh, come on, help me preach a little bit. I'm telling you. Amen. I thought of this scripture. You may not agree. I'm going to preach what I feel like the Lord laid on my heart. I'm going to talk to you a little bit. days of heaven on the earth. Just a little refuge, little relief. Huh? What are they in heaven? Angels? What did he say? An angel of the Lord shall encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Huh? Where? Right on earth. On earth. Y'all ain't helping me. You think I lost my mind? Huh? What is there in heaven? Harmony. Harmony. They were in one accord. In one place. Oh, how sweet. And pleasant it is. Oh, how heavenly it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Ephesians said, he has caused us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You say, nobody gets along anymore. I care to differ with you. Nobody has a happy home anymore. I care to differ with you. Help me preach a little bit. I'll tell you where you can have a happy home when you have a home, amen, that has days of heaven in it. Are you listening to me? Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit here. Amen. You take this husband that's saved, full of the Holy Ghost, loving his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And you take a wife that is submissive to her husband, that obeys him willingly in all things, that treats him as the Lord of her house, amen, as unto the Lord. And you take those little children, amen, that obey their parents, for this is right in the Lord. And you take them, amen, getting up on Sunday morning. They haven't been out drinking. They haven't been out dancing. They haven't been cheating. They have been faithful. Amen. They wake up in the mornings. They have a good morning, darling, and a good morning, sweetheart. You say, that sounds like a fairy tale. No, that is heaven on earth. Are you listening to me? There is harmony. Brother, you say, why don't we have it? It's because you've not followed the trail, amen, that he's led you on. Why, amen, is it not heaven, amen, in our homes? It's because somebody took the wrong trail. Amen, but I want to tell you, God said, if you'll go into this land that I promise you, it's not like Egypt. It's a better land. It's a land that I care for. And if you'll submit to my word and teach it to your young'uns and be diligent and faithful, I'll give you days of heaven on the earth.
I preached in Allentown on the virtuous woman. The Lord gave me a vision. Never had too many of them. But Lord gave me a vision. I was up worried about that message I was supposed to preach. I hadn't had my text, had my notes, had all my scriptures. Troubled. 3:00 in the morning, I got up. I went over to the table there, and I dozed off. I thought I was wide awake. I may have been a dream. It didn't seem like I was asleep. And I saw this vision of this home, beautiful home, little cottage in the country, flowers all around it, beautiful yard trimmed, a mother in the home humming busily about the house, little kids laughing and playing. It was so sweet. Father, home. The children run to greet him. Mother waiting to welcome her man home. And I looked at that so beautiful and so harmony and so peaceful. It's a little heaven on the earth. I kept looking. What are you trying to tell me, Lord? And I kept looking. The next picture I saw, cloud came over. The sun was blotted. The flowers died. The singing hushed. The woman in the house quit humming.
She was sobbing. I said, what are you trying to tell me? There was a monster approaching that house. Everyone was frightened. I could hear its voice belching, bellowing. I could smell the awful stench in my vision. And I said, Lord, what is it? And the Lord said, adultery has invaded this home. It's been a long time ago. But you know what? That's not what God intended. Are you listening to me? Boy, it's quiet in this house. Amen. But you know, God did not intend. I'm telling you, all this glamour business and all of this cheating and lying and all this deceit and cheating and running and going and dissatisfied. Are you listening to me? That is the trick of the devil, because he knows that in the confines of that home where the woman, that man are taking care of one another and are loving one another and are bringing them children up in the fear of the Lord. I read the newspaper yesterday, that little 10-year-old girl that was carried off by that heathen. Amen. But I want to tell us something here tonight. In a home that is heavenly, amen, that's where mama teaches the little girls to be modest, and they teach the little boys to be gentlemen. Are you listening to me? And they keep them, amen, safe with their eyeballs on them. And I'm not trying to blame anyone, but I'm telling you, this society is so perverted. Amen. On the internet, amen, they can look at any kind of heinous, amen, pornography, and just incite a wicked, evil, perverted lust. Amen. And you know where that's stemming from? It's stemming from the home life. Amen. Y'all not helping me preach. I'm not going to stay here long. But I'm telling you, that's not God's will. Amen. God's will, amen, is that we follow Him in the commandments. Amen. And write them upon the doors and upon the between our eyes and on our hands. Amen. And tie them around our wrist and quote them to our kids. Amen. When we sit down, amen, sit down. Are you helping me preach? Amen. Oh, there's nothing better. Oh, we're so busy now. Daddy has to work long. Mama has to work long. Kids have to take care of themselves. Amen. What happened to the day where we sat around the table, amen, and bowed our heads and thanked God for that meager supply we had, and there was a smile in the house, and there was a kind word in the house? You don't think that's worth something? If you ever lose it, you'll be sorry.
He said, I want you to teach these kids. I'm telling you, God intends. And I know we're under the load. I know we're under the sights of the devil. But brother, we've got to have that touch of heaven. He said, I'll give you days of heaven on the earth. Huh? How many believes what I'm telling you? What is there in heaven? Jesus said, pray like this. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Huh? We're going to have heaven on earth. We will not have those days of heaven if we do not do the will of God. That's what worries me about young folks. Sometimes, and you know, when you tell kids they got to marry somebody saved, that just about eliminates everybody in the world, don't it? But let me tell you, kids, you'd be better off. And you ain't gonna believe this, but I'm telling you the facts. You'd be better off waiting until a Christian boy or girl comes along, even if they've just got, you know, just two hairs and no teeth. Huh? Now, you'd be better off waiting till you got somebody that you could have a little heaven with instead of hell on earth. Are you listening to me preach? Oh, I wish I had preached, Brother Steve. I need to preach this. I know I need to preach this. I'm going to tell you, Lord spoke to me gently up there, Merrill. Sitting in my study, he gave me this scripture, and he said, I'll give you days of heaven. I'm looking for mine. I've had them. Yesterday was my anniversary, 28 years, Saturday. Is that yesterday? Whew, time flies, don't it? 28 years. Oh, I know, yeah, but there's a lot of heavenly days way back. You listen to me. It was powerful days, strong days, days that kept me out of trouble, days that gave me peace, days that set me to humming, days that set me to whistling, days that let me lay down at night, fluff up my pillow, sweet, sweet sleep. Those are heavenly days. You've got them right now. And it'll not take much to get you to shouting tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. I went home, Brother Robert. I ain't preaching much. I know I'm not. God, you deserve better. You're just going through tribulation. That's all I can say. But listen. Yesterday, Brother Bill Finley called me in the morning. I've been thinking about you, preacher. How you doing? I said, doing okay. I said, we talked a little bit. He said, what you going to preach on tomorrow? That's what preachers do. I said, well, Lord, give me a verse yesterday. That's right, buddy. It's okay, bud. I said, Lord gave me a scripture yesterday. He said, where at? I said, Deuteronomy 11. He said, don't even tell me. I said, what? You know how Bill Finley is. He said, I know what you're going to say before you say it. I said, you got your Bible there? Yes, I got it right here, and it's turned to Deuteronomy 11. He said, I just sat and talked with a brother just last night. He said, which scripture is it? He said, is it the one about heaven on earth? I said, yes. He said, that's God, brother. You know how Bill is. He said, that's God, brother. He said, I just told that brother this last night. He said, boy, here's a scripture somebody needs to preach. He said, you ought to take it and preach it. I said, there's something in that. He said, boy, I'd like to hear you preach that. Last night, 11:30, Ronnie Wheeler called me. We talked a little bit. He said, you know, trying to just be a friend to me. We got down to the end, and he said, well, what are you preaching on tomorrow? I told him. He said, you ain't going to believe this. He said, I preached on it last Sunday. He said, I got my notes right here. What was he trying to tell me, Brother Tim? He was telling me if I'm following him, he'll take me to a land of hills and valleys. Oh, I know heaven's going to fix everything. But Lord have mercy, Rob. Do I have to wait to heaven to feel anything? I don't do it. No. We can have a little heaven here, can't we? Can't we? Lord have mercy. And I know that sounds awful for me to say, don't make me wait to heaven. But God said, it ain't like Egypt, buddy. I'm taking you to land where rain falls every now and then. And I'm looking for it right now. How about you? I'm looking for a land. Brother Kenny, he ain't going to leave you in a dry land, buddy. We took the right route. This land's got a place of hills and valleys. Rain falls. There's bubbling brooks. You never hear that in Egypt. You never hear that bubbling spring. All it is an oasis. You run through the desert, run through the desert. Keep running. Think you found it? Ain't found it. Keep running. I was there. I know. You can't tell me. But we're in a land that flows with brooks and springs, fountains of water, milk and honey, a days of heaven on the earth. I talk a little bit about your families, but you know, there are spiritual things that the upper room, the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, the peace of God. Heaven is a place of peace. And he said, be careful for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your request known unto God, and the peace of God, you'll not help me, that passes all understanding, will keep your minds and your hearts through Christ Jesus our Lord. Huh? I think we can have it right here, Brother Ray. I think we can pray through. Oh, it won't be every night. Brother, we're going to cry with each other. We're going to follow each other to that old long home. We're going to sing by the graveside. We're going to follow down to death's door. We're going to be there when sorrow comes. We ain't going to escape it. But I'm going to tell you this much. Amen. There's days of heaven on earth. Are you listening to me, preach? I said there's days of heaven on earth. When it does come our time, and I want to tell you what, it's not Egypt. When I was in Egypt, there was no sorrow. There was no, amen, relief from sorrow. That's all it was. Making bricks by the kiln without any straw. Amen. Burying them. Are you listening to me? Amen. But when I got saved, oh, come on, y'all, not help me preach tonight. When I got saved, it was a better land. Amen. Brother, I'm looking for another meeting, Brother Darrell. Amen. I know you've had your trials. And I know the devil's hounded you, even this week. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, the land we've took, if we can stay on the trail, there'll be a rainfall after a while. There'll be a day of heaven. The sky will clear up. We'll feel better. We won't know why. We'll just feel better. God's going to give us the grace, amen, to make it one day at a time with the visitation of heaven when we need it the most. Can you say amen? You'll do what I say. You go where I tell you. Your days will be multiplied. You believe it? You're not going to regret raising your kids in church. You're not going to regret being faithful to your companion. And I'll tell you, sometimes we look at it like, well, it's a life sentence. We're stuck. And we act like it. We act like a man or woman with a life sentence. Bitter as gall. Brother, that ain't the way God intended it. Huh? You ought to wake up in the morning. Are y'all listening to me? You ought to wake up in the morning, look over, and say, wife or husband, we're going to have harmony today like they have in heaven. Now, a lot of men think their wives are angels, always up in the air harping over something. Huh? Everybody say amen? But I'm going to tell you, I'm talking about a little bit more serious thing than that. You look over at that companion that stood by you, whether it's your husband or your wife, and you'll say, you're a gift from heaven. This marriage was made in heaven. Are you listening to me? And we're going to have heaven on earth to go to heaven in. You say, brother, it's a fairy tale. It may be. But if it is, it's because we took the wrong road. Somebody took the wrong road. Look at our little kids. And I tell you, they get up. Brother Zane, I know you can't hold them. God have mercy. I know if you could have, you would have. You'd have no mic. I remember, it's still indulged in my mind, Sister Jerry, him praying right here by his daddy. Pray the Spirit of God got on him. I remember it did. It did get on him. He can't deny that it got on him. I was right there. I seen it, witnessed it. Don't give up. Don't give up. There may be a better day. Sister Jerry, you fought your health, and you keep on it coming, and you wonder if it's the twilight. But, oh, if Michael would come, we can have another heavenly day. Can you say amen? You see, there's redemption in heaven. There's a heavenly day here, the day you got saved, the day you got the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? I'm done. I preached too long tonight, I guess. Trying to get it all said as the days. Your days may be multiplied. In the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware to your father. I looked, Sister Marilyn, I looked Friday night down there with Kev, and I looked at you, and you're having it rough. And I had this message, and I told you then, I said, I got a message, Lord, give me. And I wouldn't tell her what it was. And I thought, oh, boy, it don't even fit hardly. But it does. It does. It fits. I wish I could write a song right now. Thank Rob. Thank. Write it in G if you can. I can't explain it. How you can be so heartbroken, weeping, and still be happy.
I don't know how God does it. When it seems you lose everything around you nearly at times, and you still feel like going on. He just breathes on you. He just speaks to your heart. He just gives you a little heaven. He'll let somebody say a word. Somebody sing a song. Somebody smile at you. Or just nobody, Brother Zane. Boy, the Lord sometimes has put me down where I didn't have, seemed like I had access to nobody but Him. And that's enough. We don't think it is, but it is. Oh, there ought to be a song. Stand with me. It says, as the days of heaven on the earth. Huh? The unity, the harmony, the holiness, the will of God, the worship of God. That's all in heaven. We can have those days right on earth. Praise God. Somewhere just across the Jordan River, there's a land of everlasting joy and peace. But here, Pete, is joy here in the Lord. You say, how could it ever be, preacher? In Jesus Christ. He's our heaven. He lives in my soul. I don't understand it. But He's our best friend, isn't He? Oh my. Lift your hands. Ask the Lord to help us right now.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, I love you, Lord. I'm asking you, God, send one of those days of heaven by my flock. God, give them a day this week. Give them a whole week of days of the favor of God, the blessings of the Lord, the presence of God. Give them that touch, God. Oh, they'll go farther along if you can give them that tonight. Come on. Let's pray a while. God bless you. Thanks for putting up with me for this long period of time here. Ask the Lord to help us. Help this message go into your heart.